Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. We are at the Pistons Performance Center, and J.B. Bickerstaff will join us, expected to be around 1:30. We continue to monitor this Amazon Web Services outage, which has been a problem for a lot of people all over the place today. This is the latest from FanDuel, as I tried to log on. Sorry, we're temporarily unavailable. FanDuel Sportsbook is currently unavailable, and our team is working overtime to get you back in the game ASAP. All wagers already placed are currently unaffected. And we'll settle per our terms and conditions. We apologize for the inconvenience. Thanks for your patience. That is from FanDuel right now. Meanwhile, you're trying to upload your parking pass.
Yes, and I've gotten a message that says, it's only temporary, we promise. Something's off on our end. We should have everything running smoothly any minute now. So hang tight and try again soon.
Well, we're hoping that that's the case because we don't want it to be a problem for tonight's game. So
hit the try again later button and see what that does if we can start this whole mess over again.
All right, so other things going on. We've obviously had plenty of Pistons talk, plenty of Lions talk, but how about the Red Wings taking two over the weekend? 5-1. You know, it's clearly early. How many games do they have to log before we start talking about this team being something different?
I think because we've been hurt before, it feels like you're going to have to get a little longer of a runway. Like, don't jump on after 10, not 15, not, I don't even think 20. I think you might have to get to like 30 games to get Red Wing fans on board to say something's different.
30, I could see that. 30 would be appropriate. Dylan Larkin, 5 goals and 11 points in 6 games. We've talked a lot about the kids and what they're bringing to the table. I mean, you know, it's a good boost because, you know, it's funny. I was thinking over the weekend how people really struggled with the Red Wings not giving up their guys at the trade deadline last year. Then we had Scott Harris not want to give up his guys at the trade deadline. And you see Eugenio Suarez out there. And we forget that, you know, people, oh, give up our guys to go get Eugenio Suarez. The reason they don't have Eugenio Suarez right now is because they gave him up early in his career. So, you
that's
know.
That's a good point.
It's ironically that is the player that people want. And you'd have to give up more guys, young guys, unproven guys. We all know the balance, the delicate balance between developing your prospects and trying to give an organization gas at the appropriate time. It's good to see some of these Red Wings young players playing at least.
It is. And congratulations on Suarez for finally making a difference in a game for Seattle.
In a postseason game.
I mean, there wasn't much during that in the regular season either for them, but he had a huge grand slam for them that sealed the deal. And I say that sort of facetiously, but at the same time, and he's an impact player, and the Tigers can still go ahead and get him in the offseason and give up nothing to do so, which would be ideal. But with the Red Wings, you're seeing Emmett Finney. It's not just that he's a rookie. He's a rookie who is tasked with playing on the top line. I mean, that's a dream come true for anybody in the league. Everybody wants to play on the top line because their top line has Dylan Larkin and Lucas Raymond. Those are outstanding players. And Emmett Finney gets there and gets the opportunity. And, you know, I watched him in the preseason, and I kept saying the puck just seems to find him. Like, it's like a magnet. He was showing up every preseason game you saw, but it's preseason. It's a totally different animal. And then I go out and watch the opener, season opener against Montreal at LCA, and after the first 5 minutes, Red Wings scored a power play goal, and it was done. They offered nothing of any substance the rest of the game. The goaltending was bad, the defense was bad, and the offense took a two-hour nap. Well, Todd McLellan is the reason this team got out of it, because I forget what the exact wording of it, what he said, but it was something to the effect of, you guys done? Is it? Are you ready to start playing hockey now? Got that out of your system? And he said something to the effect of, hey, he took a 2x4 to their heads, and, you know, here we go. And now it's a five-game winning streak. Emmett Finney nets his first two goals of the season yesterday and adds an assist to it. So a three-point night for the rookie. Dylan Larkin with a four-point night. Dylan Larkin has 11 points in six games, including five goals. He's off to a great start. You know, they had to go through a little adversity there, play a couple games without Lucas Raymond. No problem. Navigated through that. Had to play yesterday without Patrick Kane. They navigated through that. Doesn't seem like it's terribly serious with Patrick Kane, and they're off until Wednesday night on the road at Buffalo. So hopefully he's going to come back and be ready to go. But this team looks different, you know. Brancic Nygaard has not scored yet, doesn't have a point on the season yet, but yet you still see the impact that he can make. He's a sniper out there getting shots off, and it'll go in the puck at some point for him. I like what you see out of him. Axel Sandin Pelikka, the defenseman, logging huge minutes, over 20 minutes a game. He's on the second pairing with Simon Edvinson. And keep in mind that, you know, Edvinson missed the entire preseason basically, so he's still getting up to speed. This team could be very good if they keep this trajectory, obviously. But I think there's reason to believe that they might be able to hang on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Onto this, if I'm like me, I'm counting on Edvinson to be even better. And I think that they've added a couple of smart players there defensively. Bernard Docker, I think, is a decent addition. You know, trying to solidify the goaltending when you add Gibson, and he had a horrible first game, but since then he's played well. Talbot has played very well, and the goaltending looks like it's solidified. Look, do I think it's top five goaltending in the league? Absolutely not. But it needs to be top half, and maybe if it lingers there in the middle and sort of looks into the top third, that's great for this team. But if they stay healthy, Dylan Larkin, Lucas Raymond, Patrick Kane, Alex DeBrincat are going to light the lamp plenty of times. DeBrincat hasn't even scored yet, and this team is off to a 5-1 start. So I like what I see, but I feel like for all of us to truly buy in, and get over the presumed March swoon that maybe, just maybe 30 games is enough to
or
say.
Maybe March.
Or maybe you just wait till, you know, prove it to me. We'll talk about it April 1st. We'll see where they're at April 1st. But, you know, they're going to have to, if they can keep the feet under them, they look like it's a pretty good hockey team because they've beaten some good teams during the stretch.
Let's go to Greg. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Greg.
Hey, boys. So, yeah, champ and chump. I was going to champ Dylan Larkin for everything you guys just said. I think, you know, after the tournament, and then he's getting in the veteran young guy status now. You know, he's talking. He's got the power alleys going a little bit. you know, so I'm really impressed with what he's done. And then chump, Kurt Cignetti. I'm sure that he would get all wrestler voice with me right now after this accusation, but kicking that field goal, it's not point shaving, whatever that the opposite of that would be, right? And I think that sports betting for, you know, how fun it is and everything, I don't know overall if the juice has really been worth the squeeze. I mean, you could blame a lot of stuff on it. I know it's just money basically, but I mean, it feels like there's a lot of decisions going on right now, and more people are watching these games, but I don't even know if people are watching the games. They'll just place the bet, have no idea what's going on, and just check to see if, you know, they won later. So
you're talking about adding a field goal towards the end of the game to try to beat the spread.
Yeah, so it was going to put him at 28, and I think a lot of books had it like 27.5.
Yeah. Okay, and then Michigan State went down and kicked the field goal themselves, right?
Yeah, I love that. That was good. Just to, you know, back at you. I mean,
did you have a bet on the game?
No, not at all. You know what? Oh, honestly, okay. I might be the only person in Michigan that doesn't bet on these games. I'm mad. I'm serious. I'm mad that this is like the trajectory that college sports is going, where it seems like it's more just about betting and not about the games anymore.
Interesting. Greg, thank you for the phone call. I do want to follow up on that, Gator. We're up against it here, so we'll get to a break and come back and respond to what Greg had to say there. And we will talk some Michigan and Michigan State. J.B. Bickerstaff, Piston coach, should join us next hour from here at the Pistons Performance Center. It is Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and
I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.